Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I'm your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each and every breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath. Allow the light to spread in all directions throughout your chest, moving into your lungs, feeling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing each and every breath to be revitalizing and rejuvenating. See the light as it enters the red blood cells as they pass through the lungs and the heart, feeling them with life-giving energies and allowing your blood to flow to every extremity of your body, carrying this healing energy with it. Continue to see the light as it now moves up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up to your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now see the light as it moves into your diaphragm and your stomach, activating healing within these organs of deeper breathing and assimilation. Continue to see the light as it moves into the small intestine and the large, continuing to bring healing energies into these organs, bringing balance to your digestion, allowing you to absorb your light energies and the nutrients from your foods and your liquids. Continue to see the light as it moves into your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your pancreas, and your bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now see the light as it moves into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs. Allow this light to bring healing to these organs of regeneration, reproduction, and release, giving you the courage and the wisdom to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. Continue to see the light as it moves through your hips, passing through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with the highest and the best. Continue to see the light as it now flows from the bottom of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, grounding you and anchoring you to Mother Earth, allowing you to release all excess energies through these cords to be used by Mother Earth to recreate something beautiful. And now see the light as it fills your body completely, growing brighter and brighter, moving out through each and every pore in your body until you are surrounded in a beautiful healing bubble of white light. Allow this energy to protect you, to caress your hair, your skin, to bring you harmony, balance, to attract to you all that is good, of abundance in every form. Continue to see this light as it spreads and fills the space, the room in which you are in, healing all beings that move through this space with this beautiful healing light. And now see the light as it passes through the walls, any obstacles, very easily passing through, moving out into your greater space, your neighborhood, your town, your city, your village, wherever you are, allowing for this healing energy to expand, coming in contact with all living things, bringing balance, bringing healing, increasing love. Continue to see the light as it spreads throughout your city, your country, spreading throughout the earth, where all of our lights now join together as one, bringing us greater harmony, greater peace, greater love, increasing each and every one of us in healing energies, in wisdom and knowing, in courage and faith, allowing for oneness in our light and in our love. And now see this light as it fills the earth completely, within, without, and all around the planet, is love, light, energy, raising all beings to the highest vibrations, continuing to see our light as it passes through the atmosphere, healing the air that we breathe, bringing all into balance, dissolving any energies that exist on our planet, within our planet, around our planet, that are not for our highest good. Continue to see our light as it moves out into our galaxy, our universe, and into the multiverse, where we join together with our light family in any time, space, dimension, or multiverse, as we are united in our love, in our light, bringing healing, forgiveness, and oneness back to our consciousness. And so it is. Thank you, family. Whew, it's beautiful. Thank you so much. I hope you're getting something out of those meditations. They're very powerful for me. Okay, so now let's start this discussion on the fifth element. This is going to be very good. So we discussed a week before last the seven levels of chi and how energy evolves as it moves through the body. If it's not depleted or absorbed by lower vibrational energies. So you don't want to overindulge in things. And this is what depletes your energy levels. It doesn't allow the energy to move up through those seven channels in order for you to become the divine being that you are. We also discussed how energy and consciousness evolves to create human beings. And this has been our deeper discussion as we have entered into the planets and their frequencies. And we have covered all nine planets, as well as the sun and the moon. And we have brought these energies in to reflect on them and to work on each frequency to help us bring balance to those parts of us that need to be healed. So this was part of our body universe discussions. So since we began this show, we have been discussing the elements within the people and the clans of the sacred hoop of life. So today we will go deeper and look at what is called the fifth element. Now, when we go into our ancient mystery teachings, these come from all places in the world. And particularly, we're going to discuss the ancient Egyptian mystery school teachings right now, which is about the fifth element and how we come to this. Now, we know the fire, the water, the earth, and the air. And some people say the fifth element is ether. And of course, this is true as well, because we are made up of that. Now, they all have characteristics. And when you are ruled by these elements, you will display these characteristics. They will give you your personality traits. And this is pretty much what we've been talking about with the different people of the clans. So humans are the manifestation of the elements in an evolved form. This is why we can study the elements to understand humans better. And the ancients knew this. This is information we have lost over time. So when we say that humans are the manifestation of the elements, we mean that in every way, shape, and form. Because we are told by the ancients that we must pass through every form of life on this planet before we can evolve into this form, into this human form. So we were air, we were water, we were fire, we were earth, and all the various elements that make up minerals, that make up plants, whatever it is, we have passed through these stages to become human. And we've discussed this just a little bit before, because all of the genes of these plants, minerals, whatever, the frequencies of these are within our bodies. They're literally within us. And this is why we started the discussions on the body universe, because it was to remind you that everything is within you. You literally are the universe. You are called a star being. You are a star being, and your purpose is to bring all of your elements together in harmony. So when you make it to the manifestation, meaning the incarnation of a human, then you are considered the fifth element, because you are the embodiment of all of the forms of life, including the elements, in one form. You represent the universe. And as you evolve, you continue to evolve, it is now on a spiritual, energetic level. So when we become human, it doesn't mean we have reached the ultimate goal. It means that we have passed through many levels of growth at this point. But if you never grow spiritually, if you never go to the next level where you become more balanced in all of your energies, mental, spiritual, then you remain an intelligent animal. This is what the ancients teach us. So we can see this. We can see this in our world. And we sometimes wonder, why do people act like that? They act like animals. And it's because they have not yet evolved. They are still intelligent animals. And they still have to grow spiritually now. Now the growth is on the spiritual level. So the fifth element is you. You are the combination of all the elements wrapped up into one. Your job is now to harmonize the elements within you. This means you must go on a spiritual quest in your life. And those of you who are listening to this show, you most definitely are on this quest because this interests you. And this is all about you. This is all about navigating your awakening. And this is exactly what we're talking about, your spiritual quest. So we can give it many different names. But as you are evolving and growing and becoming more than just an intelligent animal, you start to become more conscious. You start to become more intellectual. And you learn how to harmonize all of the elements that are within you, energetic elements that are within you, to become a master of your reality. Now, when you do this, your ruler becomes Jupiter. Now, isn't that interesting? We've been talking about the planets and all of the frequencies. And so you know that Jupiter is the good luck charm within your astrological birth chart. Wherever Jupiter is where your good luck will be. It is a blessing to you there. We also know that Jupiter is called Guru. It is the master teacher. And it is the most benevolent of planets because it wants to give you things. It wants to bless your life. And life becomes a much less harsh and contrary when Jupiter becomes your ruler. Now, when you have not done your spiritual work and you still have not evolved to the levels that you can evolve to, then Saturn is your ruler. And you will hear many, many times we'll discuss this on deeper levels. But that makes sense because Saturn is a very powerful teacher. Saturn has lots of rules for you to follow. Saturn is there to help you grow, to help you grow up. Saturn is all about you becoming the best you can be, but you have to follow these rules and guidelines in order to get there. So if you haven't done your spiritual work, which this is a process, then Saturn continues to be your ruler. Now, how can we speed this along? If you say, I've had enough of Saturn, and I'd love to let Jupiter help me out, then the ancients give us ways that we can go about helping ourselves speed this process up a little bit in our spiritual evolution. And one of those ways that we will find throughout the world, through all of the sacred teachings, through all the indigenous people, is about the healing and the cleansing of the shadow energy that is you. So through each incarnation, you experience things. And in this earth plane, it is all about duality and contrast. So many of those things will be painful because we learn from pain. We grow from pain. But when we go through a painful incarnation, whatever that may be, then it kind of stains our soul energy, the essence of who we are. And I call these soul traumas because when I do the quantum healing hypnosis and we go back into people's past lives, people have been water, people have been air, people have been rocks on the earth, people have been all forms, they've been fire. And it throws them off when they have this experience because they're expecting to have a human past life, which of course they have many of them. But the higher self gives you those past lives when we go into that regression. Whatever it is that you need at the time, your higher self will give you. And so if you need to remember that at one time you were the air, because in this life you feel so restricted, then they're trying to remind you that this is a part of you and that you can move through all obstacles. There's nothing you can't penetrate. So there really are no obstacles. They're all in your mind. So your higher self will give you these experiences of past lives to remind you of how you can overcome anything you're facing in this life. But it always throws people off because they're expecting just to be human. But people have been birds, people have been worms, and the people that have been rocks with me, those were the most hilarious, I think, because they're saying, I'm just sitting here. I think I've been here for like 1,000 years. So you'll get stories like that. And like, well, what are you learning? Like, not much, you know? So it's very long process of being those minerals, and minerals go through the evolution. But because we are not taught these things anymore, then all of this seems so distant. It seems like something that we can't relate to. We wouldn't know what it was to be a stone anymore because we've been so removed from that reality. But spirit will give you opportunities to know what it is as you are on your spiritual journey. In this process of evolving, you will have opportunity either through the regressions of quantum healing hypnosis, which is the Dolores Cannon technique, which is the only one that I know of that actually connects in that way and takes you back into forms that are other than human forms. And also, you will have lives on other planets to show you that you are so much more than the idea that you have of yourself. So through these different incarnations, you have traumas and you bring them with you from one life to the other until you move into the form where you can begin to consciously cleanse them. And that is the human form. That is where consciousness and energy come together. And now you become self-aware to the degree, to the point where you can begin to cleanse the traumas that your soul journey has accumulated through different lifetimes. And this is the process that is absolutely necessary for you to go through. You must cleanse your shadow energy. Now, the shadow can be many different things, and we'll discuss that in a different time when we begin to go through the ancient Egyptian tarot. We must talk about these things because everything is related to our journey here. And where did it come from? And why were we given these tools? And how can they help us navigate our awakening? And how can they help us practice the ancient art of transformation? Because this is an ancient art. It's an ancient art that was taught. It was passed down. It was an oral tradition that was given from father to son and mother to daughter and so on and so forth. We pass this down. And then at some point, we begin to write it down so that it wouldn't be lost. But there are still many things that haven't been written down. They're oral traditions. And this is one of the things that we've been blessed to receive is the knowledge of the cleansing of the shadow. And for those of you who would like more information now on that, who don't want to wait for that episode to come about, you can go to my podcast at Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. You can find that on any podcast player and go to episode 225 and 226 to learn more about the cleansing of the shadow. You can also visit my website at awakenthehealing.com to learn more about it. But as you cleanse your shadow and move through the process of healing, then Jupiter becomes your ruler and your life transforms because you become blessed. You become a blessing to others, and your life is a blessing. It's a manifestation of everything that's good. Now, for those that are still working very hard on themselves, or maybe not even conscious yet that they need to work on themselves, their ruler is Saturn. So they're still under a lot of restriction, under the control of that energy. And really the lower aspects of Saturn in some ways as well. You will be, whatever they need to use, will be used to help you grow. So I encourage you to work with yourself, to work on your shadow, to harmonize the elements within you so that you can become the essence of that energy that we call Jupiter. It is a great blessing to have this knowledge and this awareness today and be able to tap into these energies because they are very real. And again, as we continue to study these things, we will go deeper into this. But today we touch on this information of the fifth element and how it is you and how your work is to harmonize all the elements within you in order for you to grow into a spiritual giant, to become the guru, to be the energy of Jupiter, and to release all of the patterns and all of the lower frequencies that no longer serve you in order to let go of that Saturn energy that is holding you back in your life. You can do it. You definitely can do it, and I'm here to help you. So now, after our station break, we will continue our discussion on Native Earth Astrology and move into the relationships between air and fire and all the other elements. We'll be right back.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now we will continue our discussion on the relationship of the elements one to another and how some elements, in this case, clans, are compatible or not so compatible. We have already talked about the air and fire clan, which is the butterfly and thunderbird clan. And we also discussed the water and earth clans, the frog and turtle people. Now we will discuss these combinations, air and earth, air and water, fire and water, and fire and earth. So now let's begin with air and earth. Those of the butterfly and turtle clans are opposites in many ways. Butterfly people are always in motion, while turtle people have the stillness of the earth. They prefer to be more grounded. This combination can only work if the people involved realize their differences and are willing to work at overcoming the challenges that they will present. While the water frog clan people have the ability to wear away the hard spots of the turtle clan, the air people cannot do this. Turtle clan people will be more steady and grounded and will prefer to be more connected to the earth, while the butterfly clan people prefer to be moving about through the air. This will create a difficulty in communication between these. They see things from a completely different perspective. The earth has the ability to capture the winds within the caves And so if the butterfly people allow the earth to give them direction, this is an advantage. But the earth energy must not try to hold on to the air. It must allow this energy to flow without restriction. So that means they must both learn to be very flexible and playful with one another. When Turtle Clan people try to give butterfly people advice, they love to give the advice for stability and purpose and direction, but they must be willing to also listen, to hear the other perspective of those of the air. And the air must listen to the guidance they are receiving from the turtle people with an open heart. Butterfly people will have to learn to be very patient with the turtle people because they have a way of moving very slow, talking very slow, making their points. Maybe it's taken them 10 minutes to say something they could have said in 1 minute. And so this will be an aggravation that will be something butterfly people can learn from. They can learn a lot of patience in this way, but it can also be aggravating to this combination. Now, the greatest challenge between these elemental forces is agreeing on how quickly something should get done. If they learn how to work successfully together, they can transform anything they touch. Just as the winds blow the seeds of the earth to spread beauty and life all over the planet, these two clans can come together to create a lot of beauty, but they definitely have to learn how to work together. And it's going to be a lot of patience on both of their parts. Now for the clans of air and water. Because these two clans have a similar nature of flowing energy, they will enjoy working on new projects together. So this is always a great idea for these two to always be working on new projects. Now, the challenge will be that they will see things from a completely different perspective as well. The air clan flows more quickly without limits, and the water clan is mostly bound to the earth, and they flow with a more steady energy. So when they combine, they can make clouds together. They can be white and fluffy clouds, or they can be storm clouds. So this is something they will have to decide. What do we want to create together? Because their energies coming together can create beauty. But again, they have to learn how to work together. Now, this will cause these clans to find fault with one another because they do flow differently. And they also will see their own weaknesses magnified and reflected by those of the other clan. But together, they will not have much direction if they don't have a secondary element that gives them that stability of either earth or that fire. So both of them are always moving. They're always in motion, but their motion is of a different kind. Now, if they can persevere and get through the challenges and learn how their differences can become their strengths, then they will be able to work together on many new ideas and projects. These clans have similar natures. They are able to understand and encourage each other. But in order for a more intimate relationship to work out, they will need to have more compatibility in their secondary elements. So they make great friends because they understand each other, and they can work together on certain projects if they do honor each other's ability to see things from a different perspective. Now, without this secondary element coming in to give them more compatibility, these people will tend to keep moving without any direction or goals, and they will find it difficult to complete anything they have begun together. They will even have difficulties deciding which projects should be worked on. So it is very important that their secondary energies give them more stability and direction. They can learn a lot from one another, and they will challenge each other to think differently. And with some channeling of their energies, these relationships between these clans can be very healing, transforming, and creative. It is the air that causes water to move, or else it would be stagnant. And we know we don't want stagnant water. And it is the water that gives air moisture so that the rains can fall back to the earth. So when these elements learn how to work well together, their joint energy can bring healing to the earth and all life in general. Now, for the clans of the fire and water. Now, those of the Thunderbird and Frog clans have much that they can teach each other and learn from. But they both have major challenges. And this is because they are opposites of each other. Water has the ability to not only dampen a fire, but it can put it out altogether. And fire has the ability to warm, boil, or completely evaporate water. So you can see how this relationship can go bad really fast. This is a great challenge for these clans because they must learn how to handle each other and not push each other's buttons, so to speak. When the people of these clans come together and they have learned how to work well within themselves, then they can transform one another because it takes maturity. It takes maturity in order for them to come together and learn how to work together because you can't have those hot heads coming together. The fire can be hot-headed and the water elements can just be very emotional people. So whatever it is, their emotions, and they both are on the extremes. So they really have to be well-developed from within themselves. And if they can come together and work well within themselves on that those other elements that are within them, then there is nothing that they can't overcome. They are powerful, but they must overcome their own inner darkness first before they can play nicely together. And truly, truly, these two elements can bring harm to one another. As you can see, they can put each other out. This is not good. So that's all about tempers, water boiling, you know, fire, evaporating the water. All of that is all about very high emotions. So when these two elements come together, they can spark one another to move into very high emotions very quickly without them being conscious of it. They don't understand why they're pushing each other's buttons so much. But love and self-control, if they have love for each other and they have developed self-control, then these two elements will and can work well together. Because frog people can be a great frustration to Thunderbird people. Fire people want to bring their radiant wisdom to the sometimes too fluid nature of the water clan. So they will want to impart information or wisdom that will help to strengthen them and guide them. But to the water clan, fire people are just too direct for them. They will feel like they're being attacked. So they will attempt to seep past their great wisdom and move to dampen the flames of those that they feel threatened by. And you will see this in relationships. You will see this play out. So if these people can get past this point where they clash and they begin to see what's happening, it's their elements that are clashing. And once they really realize this, if they're conscious of who they are and what they're made up of, then they can grow past this and they will come out undamaged. And they will learn a great deal from one another. And it's a beautiful thing when you can learn from your opposite. When you can learn from your opposite, because there's beauty that you both can create together that can't be done with any other elements. So from the fire people, the frog clan can learn how to tap into their inner radiant glow. They can learn how to bring the warmth from deep within themselves and channel their energies to a constructive end. They will learn how to see things more clearly and to be more optimistic about life. Once they learn how to work with the fire element, they will be happier people all around. Now, from the water people, the Thunderbird clan can learn how to temper their flames and how to let their energies be strong, radiant, and flowing and stay in balance. They can learn how to empathize more with others and learn how to handle the deeper emotions they hold within them in a more constructive way. Now, by working together, they will both learn how to allow their choices to be guided by the universal flow of energies rather than by their own wills. Now, this is very deep. When you work with someone and they make you submit to the will of the universe, you know that's a great teacher for you. Now, they can learn how to control their emotions together, and they will both be much more positive. If they overcome these challenges, their energies together will be more healing and not destructive. So when you learn how to work together, you will bring the warm rains that give life to the earth. And everybody loves a beautiful warm rain. Now, lastly, we will look at the fire and earth clans. Now, these people share an element of stability, as they both have a solid core within themselves. The Thunderbird clan will be more active, while the Earth clan will have a more stability within them. These two clans are likened to the butterfly and frog clans because of their similarities. They will mirror traits of one another. And this could be difficult to accept because they become mirrors of one another. Now, if they can grow past this and learn from one another, then this combination could be very powerful and healing. The challenges will be internal because fire people will have to deal with their temper and earth people will have to deal with their deep emotions and their need for this stability. Okay. And it's a good thing, but you also have to remember that earth is that element that can smother a fire. So in this combination, in any combination of a relationship, whether it be intimate, friendship, child to parent, you must remember as the earth element not to smother the fire of your other one, the other self that you're dealing with. Because this will be a tendency of the earth to just want to cuddle and hold very close and tight. But the fire needs air and it needs room to breathe. So be very conscious of this combination. And this will cause many clashes between them. And again, it is simply because your elements require different things and it causes more disharmony naturally between you, but you have to become more conscious of this and then you can work through them. Now, even though these energies seem very different, they actually work very well together. Within the earth is a sun, and the fire it creates runs through the veins of the earth, and it creates what we call volcanoes and the channels that they create underground, under the water. It warms our oceans. It gives life to the whole entire planet. There's just beautiful things that come out of this combination. Now, these energies of the sun, of the fire within the earth, they warm you. And so, earth people, you can find yourself very much in love with this other person because you feel the warmth of them and you feel this fire that burns inside of them. So they can really bring things out of you that you didn't know could be brought of you. So think about it. The sun shines on the earth and it brings forth all of this beautiful fruit, beautiful flowers, forests, and just so many beautiful things. This is what this relationship can do. When you learn how to work together, it can bring forth so much beauty, but it will cause Earth to have to overcome the need to cling and hold on to things. Because think about it, the earth holds on to everything. And you have to dig deep down in order to get it out. You have to break things off from the earth in order to get it out, because the earth holds and clings to things. So this will cause earth people to have to release and let go in order to allow things to grow, beauty to grow. And it's a beautiful thing when you bring these together. Now, turtle people need the warmth of the sun. They need that element. And that's why they will fall in love with these people. And it keeps them moving. It keeps them expanding. Think about the volcanoes, how they erupt underneath the oceans and they bring forth all these beautiful islands. And look how lush and gorgeous these islands become. This is what you can create together. It's unstoppable when you learn how to work together. Otherwise, if the earth energy becomes so stagnant and hard, then they won't allow this warmth of the sun to warm them up, and then they freeze up. And when they freeze up, nothing grows. Nothing is growing in the tundra. You know, it's just solid ice. So you don't want to be so cold and hard and fixed in your energy, earth people, that you don't allow this other person, other being, in whatever relationship it is, to give you the heat that they can offer you. Now, the sun needs the earth to fulfill its purpose for being. Without the materials of the earth, fire would have nothing to burn. Without the light of the sun, nothing would grow on the earth. The sun and earth need each other to complete their purpose in the sacred hoop of life. And so from the fire people, the turtle clan can learn how to have less fear of change, to have more clarity of vision, and to move more quickly. They will become warmer, more optimistic, and more penetrating within their own lives and relationships. And from earth people, the Thunderbird clan can learn the benefits of keeping their word and of staying with the project until the end. They can learn how to sustain and start something as well as finish it, and learn the pleasures of serving as well as leading, because the sun energy has a natural rulership to it. It wants to guide you. It wants to carry you. It wants to show you the way. So it's okay for the Thunderbird clan to also serve and not just be the leaders. And this is good for everyone. This is good for everyone. Now, this combination, though at first it appears very weak, can become the strongest of all. If all challenges are overcome in this relationship, they can be the most solid of all elemental relationships. Turtle people will discover the core of energy that is the base of their being. And Thunderbird people will learn how to put firmer foundations under everything that they do. And that is why it is so important for us as individuals to know who we are, what elements we're made up of, because we clash when we come together and not necessarily understand why we clash so quickly with someone. But when you begin to learn their makeup, what they're made up of and what you're made up of, then in truth, when you learn yourself and you learn how to harmonize all of the energies, all of the elements that make up who you are, you won't have any problem getting along with anyone. Because again, everything outside of you is simply a mirror of what is going on inside of you. And that is our work on this planet. That is our work. First of all, to grow into mighty spiritual beings. We are absolute giants. We are powerful beings who have come here for this experience, for these incarnations, to learn what it is to be all these different forms on planet Earth. And once we learn these lessons that these different forms offer us, then we become greater. We become more evolved. And so as it happens on a physical level, it also happens on a spiritual level. So you think once you become human, oh, I made it. I'm here. No, your work is not done. Now you have to evolve spiritually. You have work that needs to be done spiritually. And that's why you can see people who are 60, 70 years old, and they're like children. And not to say that, you know, it's not a time for us to have fun, because the Otter people make sure of that. They make sure that we keep fun in our lives. We all need to learn how to have the child within us. We don't want to get rid of that energy. But you can see the immaturity in relationships and in businesses, people running their business, and they act like children. They're irresponsible. This is because they still have not begun that growth process in their spiritual growth. So as Spirit always says to me, that just because you're grown doesn't mean you're not growing. You're not still growing. You still need to be grown, because there's another level of growth. And that is about spiritual growth, learning who you are, the essence of you, and putting all of these things into practice, because nothing can benefit you if you don't put it into practice. So that is why this is about navigating your awakening and practicing the art of transformation. This is how we practice, by knowing. We first have to know. You cannot make changes in your life if you don't know what you need to work on. And so first, learning the basis of who you are, the elements that make up who you are, why you have these different personality traits, and how they affect others when you come into their presence. This is what makes you a better person. Just knowing those things, you can be more powerful in a business adventure, because you know how to act with people of different elements. And it'll help you in every part of your life, in every aspect of your life, in every relationship that you create. It just empowers you. This knowledge empowers you. Putting it into active practice, learning how to harmonize all of these parts of you, because each element brings something else out of you. They challenge you. You have friends, you have children, you have different colleagues that you have to deal with, and they will teach you how to be a better fire person, air person, earth person, water person. And that's what we're here for. We're here to learn from one another. These are the sacred lessons that the ancients bring us, and being aware of them help us to grow, to become the spiritual giants that we are destined to be. Practicing these art of transformation will only assist us in our awakening. It is that time that we must begin to practice cleansing the shadow, evolving ourselves in our light, and working with one another to become harmonic, to bring this harmony to humanity. Because we must learn to work together as one, because we truly are one being having a myriad of experiences. So once we harmonize the energy within us, then we will begin to see that harmony in our world. It's a beautiful reflection, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody on that journey. Tune in next week as we explore the relationships of the same clan combinations and how to create a medicine wheel. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful week.